Welcome back, gamers, to the White Rabbits Podcast. This is the third time we've tried doing this intro. Let's see if we can get through it. I'm your host, Dallas Grundin, joined by...
Gracie!
And Jaden, not gay.
And I would... And the reason why he's saying that is because I would like to start this off by saying happy Men's Mental Health Awareness Month and happy Pride Month to our favorite twink, Jaden Clark.
Jaden Clark.
Yep, not a twink.
We hope you are your mental health is good, and we're always here for you.
You know, and you're starting off your trip in a good mental state, I'd say.
Which right. is good.
So I hope when you come back, you're going to be even better.
For sure. I think opposed to most almost 31-year-olds going on a trip of this length and this duration.
You're in a good spot.
It's not a midlife crisis. Like, I'm not running away from something.
If you need help, speak out.
Yeah, speak out, guys. Speak out, Jaden. Do you need us?
I don't know, man. Like, I'm
comment
not
down below.
Leave a review.
Like, I'm not leaving to find myself.
Yeah,
you know
yeah, no. Like, it's you're like, just having a good
just
time.
Like Canada's cool.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
There's
I get it.
No, speaking like, I have alimony back home that I'm paying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And speaking of Jaden's trip, that is our topic today, is travel, places we'd like to go.
I would move to Canada.
Mm. It's so pretty.
It is pretty.
Well, like that, and I like the way their government is set up.
Mm.
It's interesting to me.
It's like a parliament.
Yeah.
Parliament's more fun to say than Senate.
And or government.
Yeah.
Governor.
Parliament. I have to go to Parliament today. And it's not like we say the government. They just say Parliament. It's not the Parliament.
If you lived in Canada, would you live in a city or would you live out in the
city? Oh, city for sure. I am not living
with the wolves
with the cows and stuff.
I don't think there's cows in Canada.
Obviously there's some kind of cows in Canada.
I think there's cows. There's also like grizzly bears.
If there's
bears
cows
and
in Japan, there's got to be cows in Canada.
They got to make that Wagyu, bro.
Exactly.
Have you heard of A5 Canada Wagyu?
Okay, I'm looking it up.
there's polar bears.
There's Texas Wagyu. There's
cows.
Australian Wagyu.
In Canada.
Yes, there's cows in Canada, but I'm saying it's not like Wisconsin.
AI Overview says there's cows in Canada.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a giraffe in Canada,
is
too, somewhere.
There
there's caribou.
Canadian Moose. Wagyu.
I've been to the only giraffe farm.
Yes, there is Canadian Wagyu.
Mm. Hey, but it's obviously,
shut up.
It's obviously not good enough because it's not popular. When have you heard of Canadian Wagyu on a menu? You haven't.
Never, but...
Because it's not a thing.
Because that doesn't catch people's eyes quite like Japanese Wagyu does.
Texas
what do
Wagyu,
Canadians have for food?
Poutine?
Poutine is so good.
Is it really good?
Yes, get it on your trip. It's actually so fire.
They also have milk that is in bags.
Mm, I got some
bag
milk.
We had that at elementary school.
Ew, what the hell?
Did you have that?
No, we had cartons.
Well,
we had like expired milk.
The elementary had cartons, but the high school had bagged milk. Like it would, yeah. It
was curdle?
That's weird.
Like little mini bags, and you'd have to stab your straw into it, and it was a mess.
Anywhere in the bag, or was there a specific stab hole?
What?
Was it like a Capri Sun, but for milk?
No, it was like literally like a Ziploc bag minus a Ziploc.
Ew.
Yeah, it was like literally a plastic flimsy bag of...
Really?
Ladies and gentlemen, don't go to Curtis High School.
How often did it leave a mess?
Every time.
Every time.
Wait, why are you aware of it then? Because when you were in like sixth grade?
Yeah, when we were sixth grade in the high school building. But they had switched mid-year to like carton milk, or like they started giving us elementary milk. And I got milk that expired in 2014, and that was 2019. I'm not kidding. It said expired 2014.
Damn, was it okay?
Yeah, it was great.
Nice.
It wasn't moldy or anything.
No, it definitely wasn't very heavy and had no jiggle to it. Anyways, travel, guys.
Yeah.
Who wants to start us off?
Jaden,
I think, so I'm like a bit of an extremist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not like a Halo Akbar extremist.
No, but
like
you just bought a ticket to Ho Chi Minh City.
Like, yeah, if I'm going to do something, I want to do it big.
Yeah.
But so I'd rather kind of rough it.
Do you have your passport?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I'm going to rough it, I want to rough it. But I think if I want to like do it like luxury, I want to make sure I'm like can afford to do it luxury, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like not half-ass it. Like not go to like a very just normal vanilla resort in
the Valley View of
Valley View of Mexico or something. You know what I'm saying?
Not
talking too much shit on Valley View, man.
No, but, we they're our biggest sponsor. Isn't that right, guys? I'm kidding.
So my first thing I want to talk about is like pretty theoretical, but WALL-E, the movie, the cruise ship that goes to space.
Yeah.
That would be sick as fuck.
You want to go
to
space?
That would...
Space cruise ship.
Oh, yeah.
Where you just float around and you just drink big gulps and eat and you see different planets. I think that's the ultimate.
I would love me a big gulp right now.
As far as like theoretical.
Yeah.
Space cruise ship.
Give me a big gulp of Red Bull.
You don't have to do anything. Like,
yeah.
The other robots are flying around, bringing you more big gulps. And, yeah.
If I were to own a spaceship crew thing like that, I would buy a Buc-ee's to be inside of it.
Amen.
Yeah.
I used to want to be an astronaut.
I wonder if we'll live to see Buc-ee's in space.
I doubt it.
I think the International Space Station needs a Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's.
For as I know, the thing's not that big, and it can only house like two people.
But
at
the
once
aliens,
or whatever.
Bro, they need. What if they need a gas up?
Right.
Exactly.
They definitely need to be able to buy a kayak.
Fresh brisket on the board.
And yeah, brisket. Yeah.
Guys,
brisket.
We should send that into space.
Space brisket?
No, like, so you, I can send sounds into space. We need to send Buc-ee's sounds.
I think
to the aliens.
I think we need to just take a road trip to Buc-ee's.
Amen.
Yep.
I think we need to film a vlog podcast of our road trip to Buc-ee's.
First Buc-ee's on the moon.
Yeah. I want a Buc-ee's on the moon by 2024.
Guys, I got a camera we can vlog on.
Oh, from live from Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
Yep. Roblox. Live from Buc-ee's.
Roblox. Okay. Speaking of places I want to travel, this is really near and dear to my heart. I want to go to the new Royal High Map.
Amen. I was just telling Gracie about it before we started. It's actually really pretty and like it's so updated. Like it's confusing.
Really?
Like it's so big.
Do they still have those pageants?
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
We should get on and do some pageants.
We should. So real travel wise though.
Canada, like I think you're gonna have a really good
time
in Canada.
No, I do too.
Because I wanna go to Canada.
And I'm seeing like a lot of different parts, like Montreal, Ottawa, the capital, and then Quebec City.
Isn't Toronto like way far west?
It's east. Vancouver's way far west. Vancouver. North like Seattle. It's like Canadian Seattle, but with like really tall skyscrapers. Like everyone lives. It's like not a big area to build on.
No.
So they had to build up.
Oh, okay.
So they use it like in lots of movies for that reason. And then Toronto is a pretty big city.
I want to go to Toronto.
It's like west of New York State, like east of Detroit.
Yeah, okay.
And then Montreal, I guess, is a nice place. And it's like really French.
My brother's work like paid for his whole crew to go to Montreal for a week.
And chill?
Yeah, just for fun because they did a good job.
There's like a...
awesome.
He said it's awesome, but like some of the food is kind of mid. And like everyone speaks French, obviously. So
yeah,
that was
difficult.
I'm on
day 50, Duolingo French.
Really? We don't support Duolingo anymore.
Oh, we don't?
Wait, why?
Were they?
Because they're AI now.
Oh, they are?
Oh.
Yeah, they switched their whole system is AI now.
And it teaches you?
Yeah, and that's, we should not be supporting AI because I want to have a job in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, man? Like how I think ever since they invented the idea of robots, I think we were afraid that they were going to take like our factory jobs.
And now
but in reality,
taking our jobs.
It's like the knowledge worker jobs, like lawyers and coders and programmers and stuff. Like,
I know
that's who is losing their job first.
Like, they don't need writers anymore for different things because they can just have AI.
Which, like, AI scripts are not funny.
No, they're not. Like, they're not good.
They're like,
I don't think they can be original. They're only using what.
Yeah, they can only pull things from other places. Like, that's all they know.
It's smart though, dude. Like. It's kind of uncanny.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's gross and scary.
Well, you go tell them to stop, Gracie.
Yeah, I'm gonna go tell them to stop. BRB, guys.
So that's what your purpose of your Canada trip?
Yeah, my purpose of my Canada trip is to stop AI. This isn't you.
Look at me.
Eat a Snickers bar. You're not you when you're hungry.
I went to Canada 10 years ago. It's the last time I've been there.
You went to Canada?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that either.
Calgary. There's like this big rodeo there.
Oh.
And, dude, like everyone was just like nice. It was like a nicer America.
Yeah, I've heard Canadians are pretty friendly.
There was some like odd things though, like the store shelves were like maybe like a little more like scant. Like I really you take for granted here that you go to a store and everything's for the most part
45 different kinds of pickles.
Right, 45 different kinds of pickles and everything is stocked to the max. In there,
any flavor of Oreo you could ever imagine.
You go to any old gas station and like a third of the shelves have or like have shit on it.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, that was just like a little glimpse in time.
We have, speaking of Oreos, we have birthday cake Oreo ice cream at Cold Stone. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a Minion ice cream bag?
Dude, I wish. I low-key missed that stuff. It was like so unnaturally yellow. And it was so good. It was, have you guys ever had birthday cake ice cream?
So good.
No, it's that's what it was flavored. Like it, because birthday cake ice cream is just flavored as marshmallow ice cream.
If you had a friend and you saw that they went to Cody Park to get ice cream instead of come to you,
I'd be a little sad.
Would you be?
But it's also like way cheaper.
Soft serve.
I gotta admit, I am at Runza all the time getting soft serve ice cream.
And it's like, not soft serve. It's
hard scoop. Oh.
But like
that's our whole
Cody
thing.
Cody Park has like flavored. Like yeah. You can get pineapple Dole Whip or you can get toffee.
Oh, there's pineapple Dole Whip at Cody Park?
Yeah.
Since when?
Years, bro.
Oh my god, I know where I'm going on my way to work today. It's so out of my way.
It depends if they have that flavor today. But then like they have like coffee or caramel or toffee. Like they have so many different.
Didn't they have like pomegranate?
Yeah, pomegranate. I was telling Jane about like they have so many cool flavors, so that's why I like it. Anyways.
Yeah, Cold Stone just has like mango nata tahine. Which it's not my favorite, but everybody loves it.
Tahine. Yeah, I was talking to a gal last night at the banquet. And she called it Tajin. Tajin. Yeah. Crazy, right?
Wait. What was going on in Curtis last night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it was.
Speaking of places I want to travel.
Valley View Inn.
It was like dueling pianos. Okay. You know
why?
Okay.
Like, what was the occasion?
Community center banquet.
Yeah. And they had.
They always have one?
No. It was this.
Is it every year or is it every other year?
It's every year, but this was the first year they had entertainment, I'm pretty sure.
So it's to raise money for like the movie theater, for the
like
community
center. Like nonprofit businesses.
For the museum, for the pool.
Okay. Wait, the movie theater is nonprofit?
Yeah.
But you have to buy a ticket.
Yeah, but it just goes to like pay for the lights.
Like they don't make money off of the movie
theater. Oh, okay. I guess I didn't really understand.
They're
how
not reeling in
works.
The dough.
They're not making.
It's like. It like costs money to still have put on movies like the tickets do not pay
no
to keep
they
the
have
movie going
like crappy movies that I'm like
actually do they get first release movies
yeah they've been getting first release ones
This How to Train Your Dragon that's coming out this
I'm
weekend
I'm so mad about that movie
like the same time the Golden Tickets gets movies they do too
oh that's nice
so then you don't have to pay
it sucks that they don't have more than one screen
right that's the problem and then to get the like day it releases, sometimes they get locked in. They have to they have to show it for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah,
which sucks because no one's gonna go to it 3 weeks deep. You know.
Yeah.
Why are you mad at How to Train Your Dragon?
Because there's a lot of lore behind that one.
Oh yeah.
Good old Emmy and I are just Emmy's so mad. Emmy's so mad.
About
they hired like people of color.
Oh.
But it's like about
Vikings.
Nordic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't really understand that.
Because there was no people of color in the...
No, because they're Nordic. Because they're Vikings.
Right. And it feels... it just feels out of place.
Yeah.
It feels forced diversity.
Yeah. I think movie companies need to just start making more diverse films.
Yeah, just make a different film. Yeah. Make a film about black people making dragons. Or training dragons, right?
Making dragons.
Training dragons, right? Just have an African one.
Yeah.
Where they're...
Maybe there's dragons in...
Because now they're like...
Wait, is Sudan in Africa?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Wait,
No, that's real. You're right.
I feel you are right.
Okay.
It's like south of Egypt.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew I was right. Because
so
I'm a genius.
That's probably where they started.
Probably. Sorry, Gracie, thinking be real.
Sorry, guys.
There was like the Vikings TV show on History Channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they made like a Viking show for Netflix. Bro, there's a Viking queen lady. A black Viking queen lady. And it's just like, come on, dude. Like, the odds of their just A, being an African in Norway during like the 900s, pretty slim.
Yeah.
Slim as shit. Now, one rising to, like, ascension of being the queen of the kingdom.
Fake.
The fake, right? And it just, it takes me out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, when the forced diversity removes me from the experience of watching this TV show.
Yeah, like the childhood nostalgia mm-hmm. of seeing the old characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a new way. Anyways, travel.
Places I want to travel. Dallas.
So, I basically want to travel my whole life, so I have, like, the longest list ever, but...
Nice.
It's not, like, the prettiest country to go to, but I have, like, a hyper fixation on the pyramids.
Oh, yeah.
So, I want... Okay.
No, you're so real, though.
I really want to go see the pyramids and, like, the Sphinx, and I want to go into the tunnels of the pyramid. Like, I just want to see that so bad.
I get it. Like, it's interesting.
It's
stuff.
Not the prettiest country.
Are you gonna dig under the pyramids and see if there's those big long sticks?
Yes. I okay.
Miss, you can't dig there.
If an Egyptologist like made mm-hmm. good money, that would be one of, like that would be a job I would consider.
Really?
Yeah, I am so obsessed with the pyramids.
Hmm. Do they not make good money?
I doubt. I don't know. I'm sure it's kind of boring.
I think you have to be.
You have to be at the.
Yeah.
To do. Fun stuff like the top you've got to be,
but I think it's so controlled too. Yeah. So Joe Rogan had an like the Egyptologist, like the Egyptian head of Egyptian things. He said, no, I have been through every grain of sand in Egypt and there is no like no aliens, no spiral structures. And it's like, dude, but
how do you know?
Beat back against it. And he goes, no, my Egyptian people, great builders. And it's like, they got paid very well to build the pyramids. And it's like, oh.
Well, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think it was slaves. But
yeah, so. I don't know. I think there's a narrative that they want to control. Like, for reasons maybe we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think, like, the country's identity hinges on that their people built the pyramid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if we learn that our Constitution wasn't written by Americans, our whole lore falls apart. And so if the Egyptians have nothing, like, if that's a lie, then what else are they lying to us?
Like, the pyramids aren't, like, a big, I guess they aren't, like, obviously it's a big thing to Egyptians, but, like, my brother has a friend who lives, in, what's it?
Cairo.
Yeah, thank you. He lives in Cairo, and his literal view out the window is the pyramids, and it's, like, nothing to him. Like, it's just like,
okay, there's like a KFC and
it's like, okay,
it's a KFC Taco Bell. The pyramids.
Can Taco Hut.
Like, it's like, or like people think it's like clear out in the desert, but it's literally,
no, it's in the middle of the
right
city
there, yeah.
It's literally right there.
But also, like, I guess America doesn't have any like major like huge landmarks,
ancient.
But also mm-hmm. like, for non-New Yorkers, seeing, and New Jerseyans, I guess, seeing the Statue of Liberty is grand. Like, mm-hmm. it is so fun. But, like, two people who live there, they're like, oh, yeah.
It's just
Statue of Liberty. So, like, that's got to be the same for the pyramids.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I've grown up around this my whole life. I don't care.
It's not that cool. Yeah.
No. You become, like, familiar with it.
Yeah, you become just, like, what's the word? Desensitized.
Well, that's, like, we were talking, it'd be so cool to go to Canada. But if you grew up there, you'd be like, get me the fuck out.
That's Canada. Yeah. God damn.
Like, the people that live along the ocean, you know what I mean? It's just, mm-hmm. that's normal.
Yeah,
but then we're like, I love the ocean.
The ocean is so great.
Yeah.
Or people who live in the mountains, and I'm like, oh my God, there's big rocks outside.
Okay, but America is like a whole world.
Yeah.
And
it is.
Like, from state to state, it's so different.
Is it biodiversity?
I think so.
Is that the word?
Geodiversity,
something like that. Is insane. Yeah. Like, I could visit the whole world.
Like, there's
actually,
like,
in the United
just
States.
You could go
diversity
to,
in general.
You could basically go to Egypt. There's white sands in New Mexico, I think.
Yeah, we have Egypt here.
Yeah.
We have Egypt at home.
We have Egypt at home.
And then a couple
it's
states
a
over,
Taco
there's
Bell.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
and then a couple states over, it's just trees and mountains.
Yeah. I know. Like, how crazy is that?
Yeah.
That is the cool thing. Because if you're in Belgium, you have, like, fields, and that's it.
I have fields in the Great Plains.
You have fields, and you have Belgian people. And then
but you
just,
got chocolate.
You do have chocolate, yeah. But we have chocolate.
And waffles.
Not as good.
Maybe not as good.
Belgian waffles.
We have waffles. We have waffles at home. We have Belgian waffles at home.
We have Eggo waffles at home, actually.
Dude,
like,
there's some countries without even a coast, without even an ocean. We have two.
We also have the Gulf of
America.
Gulf of America. We have three. We have three coasts.
Yeah, we have three coasts. And
we have a tropical fucking island.
Not to brag. Not to brag. I flew over the Gulf of America.
When?
Not to brag.
Oh, when you went to Florida.
Yeah.
Florida.
Not to brag. I flew over my childhood home on my way home from Montana. And it made me kind of sad.
North Platte?
Yeah.
Oh, you flew over the top of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I looked out the window. I was like, oh my God, that's my house. And it was really close. I was like, dude, I think we're too low. I don't think we're in the correct airspace.
You need to give us a little.
Yeah, there was 11 people on that flight. Okay, yeah, my time in Montana, that was a really pretty
state. That was a good time.
It's so pretty.
That was,
do you have any huckleberries?
No. We literally, we did not have time for anything. It was all graduation stuff, which I still had, so much fun. I met all of her friends, and I met all of these new people, and I got to go to the, we got to go to the mall and stuff. But also just, Billings is, the equivalent to our North Platte. Mm-hmm. It's, a 30, 40-minute drive, but... It's the biggest city in Montana, I think. Obviously, North Platte is not the biggest city in Nebraska.
But Montana doesn't have big towns.
No. But, just the views for a 40-minute drive was... I was like, dude, you live here? That's insane. Even just to Laurel. Laurel's a 10, 15-minute drive. One of the most beautiful, they have... Ugh, I don't even know how to explain it.
Their interstates are pretty.
Yes.
They're fun to drive on.
Do you remember the interstates in, South Colorado, New Mexico?
Yes.
Those
so
are
gorgeous. Even, Michigan. Oh, I loved going through Michigan.
Oh, I would kill to do
that.
I
love Michigan.
I've never been, but
I would live there.
Would love it.
Dude, you did go during a very nice time of year, though.
Yeah, telling me that I went through, the best time of year because, When it hits summertime, it just gets all everything just gets all brown
and
stuff because there's not enough.
Brown.
Yeah, because
then it gets to September and then it's fucking winter until
until April.
The time you just got there. Yeah. But dude, yeah, Montana, and then I think you needed to go a little farther north to experience the big sky country part of it. But, first, it is so weird. The sky
is really far south. I was really close to
Wyoming border.
Wyoming, yeah, but I don't know. They wanted me to come back this month so that they could take me to Yellowstone and hot springs. And I hope I do get to go back soon or at some point in my life.
You should go later this summer.
Yeah.
Glacier National Park in
it's
Northwest
so pretty.
Is so sick, dude.
I have never been to a national park before.
On God.
I've been to
That's crazy.
Actually, I don't think I've ever been to a big city park either. Damn, I'm really missing out. I've been to
Central Park.
National parks are so cool.
I've been to Harmon Park in Kearney and Centennial
Park.
I've actually been to every park
Mill?
In Kearney.
Mill Park.
I've been to
big sightseeing place.
Cotton Mill Park.
Cody.
My Nana lives down the street.
Is this where
that.
You like to travel to?
Cody Park.
Kearney. Cody Park. That's the farthest I've gone. I went to the petting zoo at Cody Park. Guys, we should make hats to say I went to the petting zoo at Cody Park and sell them as merch.
Mark safe from the petting zoo. Yeah, we should and sell it here.
Yeah, as podcast merch.
Yep, I agree.
Then where's your next travel?
What are you going to go see in Vietnam?
So I'll fly into Ho Chi Minh City,
mm-hmm.
which it used to be called Saigon, and I think depending on where you're from, you can still call it Saigon.
Mm-hmm.
But when Vietnam got split into North and South Vietnam, then obviously the communists were up north and they won. And so they renamed the city after their leader, Ho Chi Minh.
Mm, okay.
And so we'll fly in
there. I
didn't
actually know that. That was lore.
And so South Vietnam is subtropical and pretty updated and modern. Mm-hmm. And North Vietnam is less modernized and almost Colorado, Montana-y type climate, snows in the mountains between there and China. And so I'll get to experience both of those dynamics. And then on the west in the border with Laos and Cambodia, it's mountainous and pine trees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the right, the east coast is swampy, rice field, really sweaty delta coasty type.
Vietnam is That, like, that's the border to, like, that's the ocean.
Yeah, it's got a ginormous coastline. Yeah. And I think there's, like, 30,000 miles of rivers or something crazy like that across the country.
Well, we got Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah, dude. we have Vietnam at home.
We have Vietnam at home. Because we have the swamp in the south, and we have rice fields.
Yep. We do have rice fields in Arkansas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So, yeah.
Try and beat that, Vietnam.
Arkansas is the Vietnam of America.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, I'll rent a scooter, and I think, like, for a couple days I'll get, like, my bearings in Ho Chi Minh City and probably get over sleep, what do you call it, jet lag?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can just, like, buy a scooter, but, like, you can't – your driver's license doesn't work there.
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't want to get pulled over. And if you get pulled over, I guess you just need to give the cops like a couple dollars and they're cool with it.
Do you need to bribe the cops?
It's like a bribe / fine.
Yeah.
They just be like, don't show them how much money you have.
Mm-hmm.
Like put most of your money in like your sock or something.
Is Vietnamese currency cool?
Oh, I think it's called the dong or the dang or something like that.
Dang.
Yeah, like... I'm just coming up with an exchange rate, but like $100 American dollars is like $1 million Vietnamese dollars. But it's like,
yeah, is Vietnamese dong equals 0.000038 United States dollars.
Jeez.
So
that is actually insane. Wait, then how many does 10 or like
10
I'm
American
gonna put
dollars?
1,000. I'm going to put 1,000 Vietnamese dollars is 3 cents.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can, like, your money goes pretty far in Vietnam.
Yeah. $1 million Vietnamese dong is $38.38.
Vietnamese dong.
Did I say it weird? Vietnamese.
So, like, it's okay.
This Canada trip is, like, every day I know where I'm waking up and where I need to be at the end of the day. But, like, the Vietnam trip is, like, I'm getting a scooter.
And
I'm
going
north.
Wherever.
Like, I'm
with
going a
hope
direction.
And a dream.
Hope and a dream and a dong. Yeah.
At least you're not
and it's some dang or some dongs. Yeah.
At least you're not going alone for that trip, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's a trip you probably shouldn't go
oh,
alone.
Oh, wait. Who are you going with?
I'm taking Rulon Taylor. I grew up with him here
in
high school. He was like a state champion wrestler. So I think if we find ourselves in a situation,
he can, like, kick some guy's ass.
Yeah, we'll be okay.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll at least wrestle him.
I'm glad to know that you guys will be safe with
Is there Wi-Fi in Vietnam?
Yeah, I think so. There's like. Yeah. Yeah, we play iPad games. There's like
so
lots of
play Roblox?
Cafes, and I'll probably get like a Vietnamese phone while I'm
you'll
there.
You'll have to send us updates then.
I already found like the bank I'm get like a which ATMs to use, which cell phone to buy while I'm there. And
is it like a flip phone or is it like an iPhone?
Probably get like a Huawei phone. China has this like there's Apple. Makes the iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
But then Huawei is like the other main phone company in the world.
Uh-huh.
But like they're not allowed to sell products in America.
Oh.
Because
why?
They record everything that happens on your phone.
Oh, okay.
Like if you use.
So no sending
nudes.
Yeah. Like eventually it'll go to the CCP and they can see anything that you are doing if you're using a Huawei phone.
So,
but they make nice phones is the problem.
So Jaden, while you're in. Vietnam, maybe don't send us the out-of-pocket crap.
Oh, yeah.
You send us, like, songs and stuff.
Like that one song.
Like that one song?
Yeah. I might. I'll probably find some Vietnamese. Should I play it?
No.
I'll probably find some Vietnamese songs to send you. But, yeah, man, that's just a very much like, okay, let's try to go, like, 100 miles today. Let's try to go 60 miles today.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why, opposed to...
I think you should just run everywhere. Get in the best shape of your life.
And I'm not, like... opposed to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I had multiple months, if I had like, if I like, let's say sold a coffee shop or something and I had no time frame, I would for sure just like take a bag and get from one side of a country to the other.
Are you guys gonna have to stay in like hostels?
Hostels, cafes, restaurants. Dude, you can just like, it's literally like hammocks in the coffee shops and you can just sleep.
That's crazy.
Dope. Yeah. What?
But yeah, hostels.
You
hotels.
Have to take a camera, but not a film camera, obviously.
I'll strap a little GoPro to my little scooter.
I asked Shane if I could borrow his GoPro for a senior assassination.
Oh yeah,
that's a good
strap
one.
It.
That's a good one.
To your face.
Yeah. You have to video
also,
it.
I just
if you controversial. Say, if you say you don't want to do Senior Assassin, I'm going to be so
bad. It's just, like, it doesn't sound fun. It doesn't, like, I don't know anybody in our class enough to, like, know their daily schedules. Like, I understand
that all the sports kids, they wake up, they go to school, they go to sports, they go home. That's it.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I don't care enough to track them down after practice and get them out. I don't care enough. Because, like, at that point, I'm either at work or I want to go home.
See, and that's how you survive the longest.
Yeah, I'm gonna do Senior Assassin, but I'm not going to participate. I'm just going to be like, oh, no. You got me. Shoot. I saw, while I was in Montana, I saw, like, 3 senior assassinations happen.
They're
like,
so
I saw
cool.
so many people get out. I was like, dude. At graduation parties, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
There were people who would show up to these graduation parties wearing goggles.
Yeah, I would, too.
It was crazy. It was so fun.
You should have to shoot them with a paintball gun.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
They're, like, in their dress for graduation.
This is how most girls wear, like, white dresses mm-hmm. when they graduate. It's just
blattered. And then they have, like, a welt.
Well, that's, like, you guys know those, like, BB guns that are just, like, Orbeez?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The boys in Addie's class got really into those mm-hmm. while I was in there.
They hurt so bad.
And Cooper has one. And I knew how bad they hurt. I mean, I was, like, I had Cooper shoot me in, like, the leg with it just because I was curious. And it left a mark. And then while I was in Montana, this kid, Keith, was, like, pointing at it. I was like, are you going to shoot me? And he was like, do you want me to? I was like,
that's how Keith
kind
talks.
Of. No, that's not how he talks. But he shot me in, like, the ribs, and that hurt. So
yeah, Arby's not. How have more people not lost eyes to Orbeez? You think that stories would be way more common?
No, you're so right. One time my cousin shot me in the freaking eye with a Nerf dart.
Oh, that's happened to me way too many
that
times.
That sucks.
It hurts so bad.
That is not fun.
You think you're going to die.
Yeah.
Maybe my eyes are invincible.
My aunt didn't even, like, yell at him.
I had a deer antler
so
go
mad.
Into my eye.
One time I lived
so
on
bad.
I used to live on Tumbleweed Lane, and obviously it got its name somehow. Tumbleweeds galore. So one day, it's a pretty windy day, and we have lots of tumbleweeds in our yard, which happened at least 1 week over the summer. And I'm laying on my back, and I'm playing with a tumbleweed over my head. I'm holding it over my head,
damn,
and a piece
bored.
Of tumbleweed falls into my eye. Have you ever had to extract tumbleweed from your eye? Because it's not fun.
What if you lost it and you had an eye patch? Would you go glass eye or eye patch?
Glass.
Glass eye is, like, more casual, but eye patch, you can be, like, unironically pirate.
If you're going to wear, I think it depends on the scene. Like, day to day, maybe glass eye. Like,
yeah.
But if you are going to pull off a eye patch, you have to be a bad bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you have to have long nails and
right.
Leather jacket.
You need some lore.
And you know what? I think I would go glass eye for everyday and an eye patch for formal.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Bedazzle it.
I'd bedazzle my eye bat.
Yeah.
And
wear, like, a pirate corset and like a feather in your hair. You could wear, like, a Kentucky Derby hat.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, okay.
Hashtag our teachers wear those to school sometimes.
Yeah. Where was it? The Kentucky Derby hats?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay. So I saw somewhere in I don't know if it was Texas or what, but these for homecoming, the way these girls got, were dressed up, like,
in
Kentucky Derby hats.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Oh, like Southern Belles.
Yeah.
Southern Belles. Yeah. Those are crazy.
It was crazy.
I could never. Did you know the hats? Are like donuts, they don't have a top, but you don't ever see the top because it's so far back.
Huh.
There's no top. I didn't know that.
I neither.
Also, I could never live in Texas because I'm not making a homecoming mum.
What's
real?
Mom?
It's like this weird ribbon thing that you make that
it's
hangs
like
around your neck.
You have to make your kid, your daughter say.
Yeah, like your parents have to make it. Like, it's so stupid.
And they're so
God.
I ain't doing that.
Yeah, I'm not. And they're ugly. Sorry to everybody who lives in Texas.
Hot take.
I think they're ugly. Stop.
Just offended the whole state.
Gracie, next travel place.
I would love to visit the Upper East Coast of North America, because I guess America, I don't really want to go to Canada, like that far north in Canada, but My mom grew up in New Jersey, so, like, I've seen some of it, but I've never gone, like, far north enough. Like, I want to go to Maine and Vermont and Connecticut. Like, the farthest south I've been is Pensacola, New Jersey.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to do next year for my trip is go up to Maine.
Do you want
a buddy? Yeah.
Yeah, do you want a buddy?
Yeah.
I know someone who's, like, willing.
Right?
I know someone who's, like, down.
With a sickness or... With a syndrome.
I'm down to go to the
down to go trip. To Maine.
Go down to go
I'm
Maine.
Down yeah. to go to Maine. Like Vermont. Oh my God, Vermont in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Nut.
That's what we talked about doing was like doing it over fall break. So that way, like, it'd be so pretty.
Yeah. Like trees. Wait, like fall break, like Thanksgiving break.
No, like September. So it'd still be warm, but it's like beginning of fall.
Yep. I know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison just Joni, like plan on it,
like buy a plane ticket in December, then you have to go.
Yeah,
well they're gonna drive.
They'll drive.
Yeah, they always
no, we're
drive.
Gonna fly.
You're gonna fly?
Yeah, I want to fly into New York City, spend a day.
Oh, and eat bagels and pizza?
Yeah, like all I need is a day.
Have you ever had a Panzerotti?
Yes.
Oh,
so good.
So good.
And then I want to get a rental car. And
my grandparents, when they lived in New Jersey, used to go to the place like they would get Panzerottis from the place that they originated. Best Panzerottis ever. Have you ever had a Panzerotti, Jaden?
Mm.
It's so
like
good. God. It's like pizza folded over and deep fried.
Mm.
It's so good.
Is it like snack size or
no,
is it
it's
a
like
whole
a,
thing?
Meal. It's a meal. It's like those are hearty. They've got a lot of stuff in them. Like they fill that John with cheese and pepperoni and oh, so good.
Panzerotti on the list. I'll have one next time I'm in New York.
Yeah, they're so good. Excuse me. Sorry, guys.
So Northeast, like that's what Dallas and I were actually talking about this morning, like Cape Cod, like beaches, big beaches,
and seafood. Also I would love
seafood.
To take that.
Lots of seafood.
I want to take that highway that goes along like the California coast.
Oh yeah.
I want to take that all the way up and down.
Of California.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, like, as far as the coast goes, because, like, that is such a cool and
it's
scenic
so cool.
route.
And I don't think it's actually that busy.
No,
like,
surprisingly.
It's pretty in the boonies,
because,
yeah.
Because, like, it doesn't really take you, like, anywhere important.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, like, it's so
yeah,
long
yeah, it doesn't
of a drive.
Go anywhere. It's just there for cool.
For cool.
Yeah, for cool
it
points.
It's because I almost said Martin Luther King.
What?
It's because Lewis and Clark went there.
Oh yeah. They built the highway.
And Pocahontas built the
highway. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I almost said Martin Luther King.
The Martin Luther King. I feel like there's a street in every big city, though, called Martin Luther King Avenue
well,
or something.
There was, I want to say there was like a Greta Van Fleet thing.
Greta Van Fleet Street?
Really?
Beat the street. Oh my God, I saw their tour bus one
a
time.
A Greta Van Fleet thing on Martin MLK Avenue in Omaha or something.
No. I feel like there was like a street
what?
Named after them for like a concert they did or something. Oh, like how Taylor Swift
that's
had
cool.
like those streets and stuff and like cities named after her for while she was touring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That's so. I want to make that much of a difference in the world where I like go to a city and they're like, hey, we renamed our city after you. That'd be dope.
That would be cool.
Gracie,
my whole body
Gracie
on a skyscraper.
York City. That's stupid. Never mind.
When Taylor Swift went to like South Korea, she like it adjusted the GDP of South Korea. Like,
yeah, dude.
Yep.
She has like in countries like that, she affected the economy mm-hmm. in a crazy way. And like all these cities she did in the United States, even like the mm-hmm. tourism.
The
literally
money that gets pumped in.
Yeah, literally affected the GDP of those cities because mm-hmm. that's insane. She also, like, would donate enough food for, like, people to eat for, like, a year or 2 years to food banks, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy. Who has the money to do that?
I know.
Billionaires.
Not me.
Need to find what tattoo she has and get those tattoos.
I wouldn't think she has any tattoos.
I don't think she has any tattoos either.
She does.
I'm sure if she does, they're, like, secret ones. Like, on her, like, I'm sure she has, like, a tramp stamp. Or something. That'd be dope. Taylor Swift tramp stamp, look it up. Taylor Swift rule 34, look it up. No, don't look that up. Don't look it up.
No!
So do you think it would pull up?
Whose is this?
Did it pop?
Whose is this?
Oh, that was in my U-Stop bag.
Your what?
You stop bag.
It's okay. I had it here because I knew it would eventually die.
Eat some.
I'm getting it.
Eat it. What does it taste like? Lemon? Oh, no. Okay.
Thanks.
Oh, no.
So, for context, everyone, God. There was okay. this little stress ball that Jaden had in the shape of a lemon.
And it says, squeeze the day.
From You Stop.
And I've been squeezing the day the whole time.
Yeah, there's a little pocket full of Orbeez in it. And Dallas
just... Gracie just asked me to...
Dallas just popped it all over herself.
I hate textures.
Yeah, this is a terrible... It's like... It feels like it's wet, but at the same time...
It's not.
Do you want some? What do I do?
I don't.
I don't.
Let me touch it. Okay. Okay. Wow, that's unfortunate.
Guys, what do I do?
Let's take a quick commercial break.
Yeah,
and,
we're gonna
do this.
Vacuum down.
Welcome back from that commercial
break.
Yeah,
we just cleaned up everything. That was stressful. Had a chip in between.
Yeah, a couple because I like chips.
I think it's safe to say for all of us that we want to go to Europe.
Yeah, I do.
Not necessarily like the. I don't know.
But here, okay. Here's my only thing about traveling to Europe. I hate traveling. Like, traveling in itself, like, not the destinations, just the traveling part.
Oh, getting there?
To me, it's just the worst process possible. Yeah. Like, I hate sitting on planes for multiple hours. Like, it is such a mood killer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if I could ever actually travel to Europe.
Really?
I don't think I could do it. Wow. Yeah. An 8-hour plane ride? No. Not
That's
happening.
Crazy.
I can't do it.
It's like on the converse, like my trip this summer,
mm-hmm.
but that's why I'm taking my bike, right? Like mm-hmm. it is the travel. The trip is the travel. But yeah, dude, sitting around like 500 people with weird diseases in the airport.
Not fun.
No.
Yeah, that's not lit.
And don't get me wrong. I love airports. I do love airports. There's always so many weird places inside of them. And there's always like a couple food places that you really love. Like in the O'Hare airport, there's a Chili's. Addie was super excited about the Chili's. I traveled a whole terminal in the Denver airport to go get some Panda Express.
Yeah, dude.
Like, if you have layovers, there's always going to be something to do.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a Panda Express.
There's always going to be a Panda Express in an airport. But, like, can you turn it off? I'm kidding. But, like, I hate traveling. If I were to travel to Europe in a plane, obviously. Like the Mayflower I pulled the boat. I would have to be in first class.
Mm.
Like, I would need my own little cubicle
thing. Bed. And
bed, TV, free meals. I would need that.
I couldn't sit in an economy.
No.
That would be, I could, but it'd be tough, you know?
I couldn't, sorry. And I've only ever flown economy. The closest I've ever gotten to quote unquote first class was a tiny bombardier plane, and I'm in the front row. That's the closest I've ever gotten to first class.
From like McCook or from?
From Denver to North Platte.
Yeah.
I got first row. That's all. Yeah. That's all, folks.
I'm riding economy from San Francisco to Hong Kong, and it's 16 hours. And I'm at the very back of the plane.
Oh.
But I do got a window seat.
Okay. Controversial. I would take an aisle over a window.
Really?
Because I like being able to just get up and not climb over people.
Mm. Mm-hmm. If it's people I know, I don't mind it. But if it's strangers, I hate climbing.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Yeah. So, like, if I were with someone, I would probably pick a window seat. But if I were, like, by myself, I would pick aisle any day.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. But then people got to crawl over you if you have aisle. So there's that.
I think I'd rather be crawled over than... to crawl over.
I like window probably even more than window. Mm-hmm. That I have like an extra thing to lay my head on to sleep.
True.
And you for sure get your own like armrest or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. I don't know, but with aisle you also get your own armrest.
True.
Yeah, but then the lady bumps you.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
And you've got some weirdo next to you across the aisle.
You know how many times I woke up on my flight to Montana from Denver? Like, mouth wide open, like I was asleep for 5 seconds, and I
multiple times.
Like that. Yeah, a lot.
Dude, I can get in a plane, put my seatbelt on, and pass. Like that's my superpower.
I can't. Huh. That's also part of the reason I hate traveling is because I can never fall asleep in a moving vehicle.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. It's so hard for me. But I hope one day to overcome that so I can see the country. You know?
Well, if you're driving, you shouldn't be sleeping.
Well, no, but if I'm driving on a road trip, theoretically. Sure.
Hopefully someone else is driving.
Yeah, I have someone with me and I can sleep.
Yeah.
My mom sleeps so well on car rides. I'm so jealous of that.
Like she takes so many naps.
She pulls up her pillow and she's gone. And I'm like, dude.
So if you could just
lucky is that?
Teleport to Europe.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Roblox in Europe. You'd be down.
Oh, yeah. If I could just teleport anywhere, for sure.
I'd go to like any country.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the same. I would be content. Send me to Poland.
Send me to
Croatia. I would be happy. Yeah.
Austria would be cool.
You guys are just naming some of the worst places to be.
Hey,
like
Austria would be lit.
80 years ago.
Bro, Austria was lit 80 years ago. What
literally.
Are you saying?
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, hear me out.
Mm-hmm. America's pretty
Europe,
nice.
Europe's like a safe trip, you know? Like, you don't have to worry about dying.
Yeah.
I want to go on,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but you have to worry about, like, pickpocketers.
Yeah, but, like, I want to go on a trip that's, like, scary. Like, I want to go to, like, Brazil isn't the safest country. I want to go there, but, like, even worse, I want to go to, like, the Amazon.
Right.
Oh. I want to worry about getting malaria, but, like, also
so
getting...
So you're, like...
Or getting eaten by the cannibal tribes.
So you're, like, miss solo trip to Iran.
I'm not solo tripping, though.
Oh,
I could
okay.
never solo travel. Just because, like, I would be scared of getting kidnapped as a girl.
Yeah, mm. I think but solo travel as a dude is chill, but solo travel as a woman is
something totally different.
Chill.
So as far as, like, there's a vacation and then there's adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what separates the two is that adventure has a high chance of failure. Or, like, a 50-50 chance of failure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, shit could go wrong, but that's what makes it a good story and that's what makes it exciting. Like... Yeah, the all-inclusive resort to the catamans or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like, that nothing's going wrong.
Yeah.
And no one wants to hear the story about how you sat on the beach and drank mojitos.
Well, like,
but
I get bored after doing stuff like that. Like, when we go on vacations, like, which we barely do, but, like, when we go places and it's just, like, sitting around or just, like, doing stuff that I can do at home. But
yes,
it's
you
just
can do
more,
that at home.
But it's just more luxurious. Like, I get bored. Like, I have to physically do something.
That's why you book a hotel. In the Disneyland Resort, because you wake up, you go to sleep to some fireworks in the park, you wake up, you go to breakfast at whatever
no,
the
but
hell
I'm
it's
saying,
called.
No, I'm saying, like,
and
I want to be
travel the park all day.
I want to be outside, like,
yeah.
Spelunking.
That's what, ew, you want to go spelunking?
We about did once in
that's insane.
In Missouri.
That is so scary. People die doing, have you ever
yes.
looked at a map of, like, missing people cases?
I think my dad.
And then also, like, a map of caves and how they're the same map.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
Okay, and I want to go. Okay,
but also,
like,
okay
I
there's
like
a difference
that type
between there's a difference between cave diving and spelunking. Like, spelunking is getting into those tiny little holes.
Yeah, not necessarily that, but I want to go, like, explore caves.
Yeah, caves are cool. Spelunking isn't.
No, I don't
know.
I'm not gonna take it that far.
No. Yeah, dude, when we were in Missouri, we kept seeing all these signs like, go to this treasure cave, and there's a roller coaster in there. And I'm like, what the hell?
I think
yeah.
there's, like, crypto.
There's an underground roller coaster. It's so fun.
Oh, have you been on it?
Yes.
Oh,
my God. It's the best. It's so cool.
Low-key wanted to go after my trip to Bucky's. The one,
like,
Bucky's in Missouri.
It was, like, called Fire in the Hole. And it was Jason and I sat front row. And it was like, completely dark. Like, there was no lights. So, like, I had no idea what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, straight
That's
down.
That's crazy. Yeah, Missouri is such a beautiful
it's
state.
It's so pretty.
You can tell when you reach the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Like, there's a mm-hmm. point when you're driving south and you're like, I'm in the Ozarks.
Like, we went to the most, like, hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Branson, Missouri, and it was, like, the most redneck.
How far south is Branson? Or is it pretty north?
I think it's in the Ozarks.
I think it's...
I've never been.
It's probably, like, right there along Arkansas, I'm pretty sure.
I went to, like, Springfield, which I guess is, like, way farther south than I thought
it
was.
It's pretty far south.
Yeah, it's an Ozark town in southwest Missouri.
Oh, wow. I went to the town of Ozark.
Ozark town?
Yeah. Did you know that the Lake of the Ozarks is, like, an hour and a half away from the town of Ozark?
Really?
You know how pissed off I was when I found that out?
Mildly.
Yeah, because we were in Missouri visiting my newborn niece. So, like, you can't go an hour and a half somewhere with a newborn.
No, you can't.
And then there's Arkansas.
Oh, wow. That is way farther south.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so pretty down there, like hills, trees.
Is the town cool?
Yeah, it's so cool. And like there's fairies, like cool shops.
Isn't there like
a theme park?
Yeah.
It's called Silver Dollar City.
Silver Dollar City.
And it's like this, it's like old timey themed park. Mm-hmm. And like there's like handmade candies. It's so, it's so cool.
So like Valas.
Yeah. And, cool. and like the vibes are
No, Valas is cool.
It's, everyone's so friendly. And like in the winter they do like a light show. Like there's millions of Christmas lights. It's so cool.
I know.
And then
we're
like
going.
We went like to this outdoor theater thing, and like they literally lit this building on fire.
Oh. Really?
It was so cool.
It was like That's a little dope. Play or something.
Yeah. Nice. And it was like in the middle of the mountains.
Jaden, I think you should reconsider your visit to Ho Chi Minh City.
Go to Branson instead.
We should spend the week in Branson and go to Silver Dollar City every day.
And we're
it's so fun.
Just a hop and a skip away from the Bass Pyramid. Bass Pro
Senior
Shop
Trip.
Bass Pro Shop Pyramid.
Yeah. Yes.
Live from.
That is my travel.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cowboys Corgis podcast live from
you know how
Bass
I said
Pro Shop Pyramid in.
Is it St. Joe?
What?
Where's that? Tennessee, right?
Isn't it in Nashville?
Memphis.
You know how I said I wanted to go to the pyramids of Giza? No. I want to go to the Bass Pro Shops.
We have pyramids at home.
Is it a Bass Pro Shop or is it like headquarters?
It's a Bass Pro Shop. No, you can go in there. I'm pretty sure you can go fishing in there.
Yeah, it's a whole. It's
Which
really
is
cool.
insane.
That
Honestly,
is crazy.
I want to go to Tennessee for many reasons. It's very beautiful.
I think Tennessee and Kentucky.
I just want to go see that Country Music Hall of Fame, and I want to see the mural where they painted over Taylor Swift. Because she switched genres.
I am scared of the Appalachian Mountains.
Terrified of them.
I've been in them so many times. Like, I just didn't know that was like a
that
thing.
You were even there, yeah.
Well, like, I knew I was there, but I didn't know all like the lore behind it because I was five.
Appalachian lore is terrifying.
But like, is it Maine Appalachian?
No,
Maine's
I
Appalachian.
Would think so.
It'd be like the very northern tip of the Appalachians. Yeah.
So I should be safe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just don't look in the tree.
I'm scared.
Right.
Trees. Don't look in the trees.
Trees.
Dude, if we can draw a consensus across the board, I think there's cool places to go all around the world, but there's plenty of shit to do without leaving the country.
My goal is I want to go. I've been to almost all 50 states, but I want to finish that.
I have been to not almost 50 states. But I had a layover one time in North Carolina. Maybe?
Counts.
That counts.
Yeah, was there.
You've been there.
I was only in the airport, but I was there.
Hey.
But there's always people in Europe who are like, oh, I don't visit my grandparents often. Like, they're a far drive. And you're like, oh, how far of a drive? And they're like, oh, 30 minutes. 30 minutes is my commute to work.
That's my drive to school.
Yeah.
That's my drive to civilization.
You can drive 12 hours and still be in Texas. You can drive 6 hours get from the bottom of England to the top of England.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Europe travel versus us, totally different.
It, like, 45-minute drive? That's from me to my boyfriend's house.
I kind of like that Europe like still takes trains. Like, that's a common thing.
So jealous, though,
like,
low-key.
That's so fun. Yeah. Like, we're doing that this summer, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, there's a couple trains still in the United States, but they're not, like, to the same extent.
Yeah.
Like,
bro, there's, like, four railways
like, there's
the,
there's
yeah.
the
US.
Amtrak in the U.S., but then, like does yeah. that. No one, like, the Amish do that.
One time, my brother had to take a train from Lincoln to McCook, actually, because he had, like, district speech. And we went to Lincoln for, like, this event called Poetry Out Loud that Jared was really good at. So we were staying at the Cornhusker Hotel. Weird hotel, by the way. We were in the suite, and we found an adult toy in one of the drawers in the executive desk. That was weird.
Damn.
But we got snowed into Lincoln, and Jared was like, well, I have district speech in, like, 2 days. So he had to take a train from Lincoln to McCook, and my mom's friend from North Platte had to drive all the way down to McCook and pick him up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a weird couple of days of my life, but
it stuck with you.
I think
I remember it.
The train from McCook to wherever in California is only like 17 hours, which isn't bad.
Yeah, that's actually not terrible.
And like we're going to get to go through
chilling.
Like Colorado in the mountains. So like places that you can't drive. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna be so cool.
Dude, and you're playing Roblox and you're sleeping and you're
Royal
like,
High on yeah. train.
Royal High.
There's yeah. like no stress.
You're
you know?
Playing train simulator. Yeah. Yeah. Escape the train obby.
So I told you I watched that like Japanese version of PBS. It's called like NHK television.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I was watching the other night.
When you sent us that food
when I
thing.
Sent you that
the egg
food,
muffin.
The egg muffin thing. And the thing about like the Pakistani prisoners escaping or whatever.
Maybe I just did not see that. I don't know what you guys are talking
but
about.
But I watched this one program called like Japan Railway or something. Mm-hmm. But they'll follow a train along the route and then like each town and then they talk about the town. And like and it's like cute little towns mm-hmm. and like what they cook and what they eat.
Like Hiroshima and
yeah, yeah.
Nagasaki.
Boom! Boom!
You're just like, you're watching the show and they're doing a cute little interview and...
Damn, got hot in here.
But that's yeah, not man, funny. It's like, we don't support it. What no. I don't know.
All the programming on that channel though is like super wholesome. Mm-hmm. Like every all of everyone they interview, everyone
is it
like
in
super,
English or is it?
It's usually in English.
Aww. Yeah, guys, that's kind of cute.
Let's watch.
Yeah, dude. If you have like a Roku, download NHK. Okay. And, like and if to watch news, dude, it's Japanese people telling the news, but they're like perfect English. Mm-hmm. But my point is like there is no bias. Like,
oh,
they
yeah.
are just telling you how it is.
Telling stories,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
If you want genuine, and that's it's how news is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Okay. I respect it.
Well, fellas, should we bring it home?
Yeah, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for listening to us.
Let us know in the comments down below where you would like to travel.
Thank you for listening to us ramble for 50 minutes-ish. We appreciate it, because I also love rambling.
I love a good ramble.
I love rambling.
Jayden. Until next time, it's the White Rabbits, Gracie, Dallas, and let's edit that out.